This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, this, I said it last week, the window is open for us, and that's the exciting thing. It doesn't make this feeling any easier, but that is very exciting moving forward.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You know whose voice that is?
Yes, I do.
That's Aaron Rodgers, yeah. And he's dejected, but that's what happens when you don't win.
Well, everybody should just R-E-L-A-X in Green Bay because they're going to still win next year, he says.
Uh-huh. On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show, out now on radio.com/home, or search Home on the radio.com app. And we are delighted that Ross is joining Mully and Haw here on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Morning, Ross.
Good morning, guys. I am feeling glorious right now. I was on the sideline for that Niners game. Took the red eye back to Philadelphia, landed 13 minutes ago, and I'm ready to talk to Chicago and you guys.
You are a busy guy, Ross. Thank you for staying up with us, and thank you for picking up the phone. So yesterday, after watching the 49ers dismantle and run all over the Packers and do it in a way that was just dominant, I don't know any other word that best applies, Ross, how do you see this matchup with the Chiefs, and what stands out most to you about the performance yesterday?
Well, first of all, I think the matchup's awesome. I like when there's contrasting styles, and there'll be a lot of discussion, I think, over the next couple weeks about, you know, having an unbelievable otherworldly quarterback like Patrick Mahomes versus being utterly dominant up front on both sides of the ball. So, you know, without getting into the personal stuff, I like Andy Reid, it'd be nice if he won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. As a former offensive lineman, I kind of like what the Niners did. I mean, to be on the sideline and watch that, I really couldn't think of another game like that I remember where a team was entirely, totally powerless to be able to stop the other one. I mean, that was crazy. And so, as a former offensive lineman, I love what the Niners do up front on both sides of the ball. And I'd also say this. Let's pretend that we're all Bears fans, right? The Niners are proof that you don't have to have Mahomes to be a really good team. You know, I mean, it's not easy to get one of those three or four best quarterbacks in the NFL like Patrick Mahomes is. I think you get a much better chance of having a good play caller like Shanahan and being able to draft a bunch of studs on the D-line and get guys on the offensive line that really run what you run effectively and be a Niners-type elite team as opposed to a Chiefs elite. I mean, to be a Chiefs elite team, you got to have a high draft pick and you got to hit the lottery. And unfortunately, you guys didn't, but in terms of quarterback, but who knows? Maybe you could be a Niners type of team.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting thought. They obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know what to make of Jimmy. He's from here, and you like those local guys, and he went to a small school, and he was the heir apparent, and then they obviously trade him from New England, and I don't know. I don't know what to make of him, and you look at his numbers out of that game, and he is more passenger than he is driver of this Super Bowl train, but he also does exactly what they need him to do. And you know, you don't see these bad turnovers. You don't see the huge mistake. What do we make of him? And how? What kind? I mean, I said this to David earlier. The guy's going to have to throw for 200 yards in the Super Bowl if you're going to beat that team. And I'm not going to tell you that he can't, but it's going to be something unusual for him.
Well, I'm going to tell you he absolutely can. And in my mind, he really proved that with some of the plays he made against the Saints in the Superdome, as well as, you know, that Rams game with the 2 3rd and 16s. You know, we could even talk about the Seahawks game. You know, it's not like over the last month of the season the Niners' rushing attack was this dominant. They weren't. And also the D-line wasn't this dominant either. So he has proven that he could do it. I think what's happened is, you know, Kyle Shanahan has realized that they've gotten in these leads the last couple games. And, oh, by the way, when you're running the ball down somebody's throat and you're up 27-0, why would you throw it? I mean, and really, even when it looked like, oh, man, here we go, the Packers might actually be able to make this a game, he threw a ball to Kittle, you know, to get a key first down. They drew a pass interference penalty. So he can do it. I think Shanahan has faith in him. But God bless Kyle Shanahan for being one of those coaches that realizes, you know what, if they can't stop us running the ball, I'm just going to keep doing it. You know, so many of these guys want to be offensive gurus. They want to be geniuses. They want people to respect their play calling and all the fancy play-action passes they called up. I love Kyle Shanahan because he's smart enough to realize, you know what, the real genius is just calling inside zone 7 plays in a row when your offensive line smashing the other team. Love it.
Talking with Ross Tucker, radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. Ross, and this segment is brought to you by Arby's. You look at the 49ers defensive line, and I think that's the reason, like a lot of people would say, that they can win this game against Patrick Mahomes in that offense. And you look at the pass rush, and you tweeted out, Nick Bosa is the most technically advanced rookie defensive lineman you've ever seen. What example can you cite, and what is it that he does so well, so consistently?
Well, he's just so good with his hands. And, you know, that's really, really rare. You shouldn't be that good with your hands that early in his career. I mean, a lot of what he does is, even against Bakhtiari, he's winning with inside moves. He's swatting down Bakhtiari's hands. It's kind of like anything else, right? I mean, pro football is a highly skilled technician sport. And like a carpenter or a plumber or even on some level a radio host, you know, the more often you do it, the better off you get at it. I mean, I was so much better later in my career with my footwork and my hand placement than I was earlier in my career. And I used to love going against rookies. They usually were totally clueless. They weren't good with their hands at all. They were one-trick ponies. They had maybe one move. You could jump them or change things up on them. They wouldn't know what was going on. Not Bosa. I mean, I don't know whether you give the credit to Larry Johnson, the D-line coach at Ohio State, or how advanced he was coming out of high school from his dad.
Right.
But his hands, I mean, he looks like a 10-year vet with some of the things he's able to do with his hands. Because I think he is a physical specimen, but that's not really what jumps out to you. He doesn't jump out to you with his power or jump out to you with his speed around the edge. He jumps out to you with how skilled he is. He's a craftsman.
How is Aaron Rodgers going to handle this? How does this change, or does it change any perception of Aaron? You know, he knows he needs another one. He knows he wants to get back. There have been some lost years. They've been reliant so much upon him that they haven't worried about getting better, and they're not getting, you know, this is the first time they went out and got a defense for themselves in the offseason. What's next for him, and what's next for that team?
Well, I think he, and by the way, he said yesterday it's all good because at least he's having fun now, which, man, I don't know why. That's obviously taking a shot at Mike McCarthy. That must make the Cowboys fans feel great when he said, you know, it's all good. I'm finally having fun playing football again. Yikes. But he's keenly aware of how few and far between those opportunities are. And by the way, you know, David brought up one of my tweets. The tweet that got the most recognition at Ross Tucker NFL is the fact that it's yet another year that neither Drew Brees nor Aaron Rodgers can get to a second Super Bowl. And yet Brady went to 9. I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous. You know, and I know Bears fans want their team to be better. They want a better quarterback. But, gosh, you can think about that. You can even have Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and still not go to the Super Bowl. Neither one's gone in 10 years. I think that they have a window the next few years. And, look, he has nothing to do with the run defense. But I think his stats were a little inflated yesterday from when the game got out of hand. I did not think he played well enough in the first half when the game was in doubt and when they really needed him to. You know, whether it was the fumbled snap, which right. looked to me like it hit his top hand, or the interception at the end of the first half when he's trying to throw it to Geronimo Allison that led to yet another touchdown. I mean, if you think about it, guys, if either one of those don't happen, or if both don't happen, they must have had a legit, really, they might have had a legit, really good chance to make that comeback if they don't have the fumble snap or the interception at the end of the first half.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ross, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate you jumping on.
Get some sleep.
Absolutely. See you, dude. Nope, I got to get on Home and Home now. See ya.
Thanks, Ross.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.